online, radio, and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo, live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan.
Hello, everybody. We're here. It's amazing we did 2 weeks in a row.
I know, it's crazy.
Yay, brand new record.
I know. You should be proud of us. We will, however, take Labor Day off. So prepare yourselves for that. Still got a week left. But we're here now.
Yay.
And hopefully you're watching us live, because that is the best way to watch us.
No.
It's not, actually. The best way to watch us is on YouTube, because then I edit out all the flubs.
But the flubs are kind of funny sometimes.
I was going to say, the flubs are the best part.
Guys, I don't do any editing whatsoever.
I wondered, because like, you're too lazy for that.
There is no way I would edit this show. The video is literally the unedited show. That's right, it's just free. I said it was, you know, better the listeners and whatever, but it's not. It's because I'm lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be real.
But really, guys, it's for you. It's all about you, guys.
He's sucking up. I don't know why, though.
I don't know why either. It's free. Anyway, welcome to Life. This is episode number 53.
Wow.
I know. It's a crazy amount of episodes. So much of our time has been dedicated to you, fine people who are listening and watching right now, who I love and adore.
So full of it.
It's so great to have you with us tonight, let me tell you. Never felt as happy right now, ever in my life, as I am right now with these people that are watching us.
How drunk are you right now?
About 3 ounces.
That is not drunk enough for that.
This
speech
is disgusting, by the way. Red Hook will never be a sponsor because their beer tastes like poo, and I will not peddle poo to these fine people who are watching us right now. Anyway, these fine people who are watching us only get 47 more episodes with Katrina before she quits.
Sorry.
Yeah, but this is a new show for August 21st, if you can believe it, almost the end of 2013. I mean, we still got 5 months left, but August is the end. It's all downhill from here, because it's just snow and Christmas, and then the next year.
Yeah. Christmas is good, though.
And you know, we end up with the whole hiatus around Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably be gone from Thanksgiving to February.
I mean, that's what our record
is. Usually what happens. I mean, we're busy. We got things to do, but I miss you. People, I miss you so much.
He doesn't miss you at all.
When I'm not doing this show, it's like my arm is missing, and I love my arm. It's my favorite arm.
What arm is your favorite arm?
The one that's missing when I'm not with these fine people.
Good cover.
Yeah, I know. Pretty good at this. Anyway, if you want to join us and be one of those fine people that I think is so fine, you can do so Sunday night, 6 o'clock Central Time, duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live, duo, like the dew on a leaf, and oh, like what, Katrina?
Like, oh my God, my boyfriend's annoying.
Okay. More on that later, apparently. And of course, if you can't watch us live, I still like you just a little bit less, but you're not fine.
The arm is missing.
You're good. Yeah, only
it's more like the tail.
It's like a hand
that he was born with is missing.
Yeah, so I'm happy it's gone, I guess.
No.
No, you're right, because tails really get the ladies. Nothing breaks the ice like, hey, lady, I have a tail. Okay, that came out dirty.
Yeah.
But it also worked better than I said.
Let's move on now.
Anyway, if you're not watching this live, you can download the show for free on Tuesdays now, not Thursdays. We moved the date. So every Tuesday, a new show is posted on duo.com/live. And then the video is also up on YouTube for free every Tuesday.
Oh, free?
Go get it. And then, of course, iTunes and all that jazz. On the first show of every month, so the first show of September, which is Labor Day. Katrina is now doing the math to figure if we're going to do the letters or not in September.
No, I already did. That's why I looked up. I was like, the first weekend of September, perked my attention, which is Labor Day.
We'll still do letters. We'll do it on the first episode that we'll have in September. We'll do
so
letters.
So that next
week.
So basically, come October, we'll do letters. Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to send us letters, life@duo.com, LIFE, shift2DEWOH.com. That is the email address that you can send your letters to. And if you want to text us because you're watching live, you can do that 505-750-0304. Although I will be shocked if I receive one text message because I don't even think I read it last week. It's used so little that, one, I don't know why I pay for it, and two, I don't know why I promote it. But if
and three, what device does it show up on?
My phone right here.
I couldn't see your phone.
It's a direct line into my
life. That's what I thought.
You could text me anytime, and I'll get it. Uh-oh. That was awkward. I have big fat thumbs and fingers.
He has gorilla hands. It's really bad.
I do. Anyway, today on the show, we're going to talk about Katrina's annoying boyfriend, apparently, because I was just down in there right away. I don't know what's going on there.
It happens.
Because he had surgery, I'm sure, as part of it. And
yeah. We'll get into it later.
I got some funny Snapchats of him just passed out on the couch that I don't know if he knows she took.
He knows of one. He was very happy about it.
What did he do? As you can tell, he's like, don't hear that.
No, it was later. Like, it was after I took the picture that he turned and looked, and he was like,
Katrina is known for taking creepy pictures of people while they're sleeping.
Chris will never forget that.
Nope. I know. I still have it on my phone.
I found it
the other day. That's why you save pictures from every phone you have.
That's right.
And continue them to every other phone you
especially
get.
The blackmail photos. Those are definitely the ones you got to keep.
I also have one from one night when we were drinking, and it was funny.
Is that the one where she's passed out on the floor?
Okay. I have some of him passed out from drinking.
Yeah, but those aren't blackmail photos. Those are just Friday night photos.
Remember that one time you left a voicemail and you're like, 2 + 2 = 8?
No, I do not remember that.
I remember that. I think that was the night Colby was up.
It might have been. I don't remember. It was a good night, though.
Also, we're going to talk about my weekend, because I went to an amusement park and rode roller coasters, and then also we had more car trouble.
Shocker.
And this car trouble story
is the best one yet.
The most twist and turns you'll ever have in a story.
I know. That's what, like, I'm looking forward to this, because I know you called me last night and were like, so our car broke down.
Guess where we are.
Yeah.
And Katrina goes, my house?
It's because, like, one time you just randomly drove by and then sent me a bunch of Snapchats. Like,
oh,
look where we are.
Oh, yeah. We love to creep on you, too. Yeah, I mean, you're not the only one who's independent of creeping. I mean,
I know.
I creep all the time, also.
But.
And I think that's about it, really, unless Chris has something to talk about.
Nah. Let's move on.
Let's just move on. And today's show is brought to you by the Duo Shop.
I was going to ask.
Still no new shirts! But go buy the old
ones. We got plenty of stuff there to check your interest.
They are pretty
pique
nice.
Your interest. There you go.
DEWOH.COM/SHOP.
I want a hoodie. I'm working on getting him to get me a hoodie.
She has.
Why don't you work on getting your own hoodie?
Because
hey, if I give you $20,
will
you get me a hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
Are they only $20?
I think with our employee discount, they're right around $20.
Okay. I shall investigate. Maybe not this paycheck, but next paycheck.
Yeah. Hoodies are very high margin for us. So people who buy a hoodie, thank you very much for doing so. But the t-shirts are very low margin. So if you buy 7 t-shirts, that'd be great. If you could do
I
that.
Did. At one point.
You bought 3, I think.
I know. I bought 3.
Or did you buy 2?
I bought 3.
Which ones do you have? You have the White Girl Wasted, then the Blue Rena and Leela.
And that was it.
Okay, so
But Malia bought a shirt, too.
Well, Malia, that's not you! She's not
but
you!
But between the two of us, we bought 3!
She has a shirt?
She has the White Girl Wasted one.
Yeah, I think...
Because we both got the White Girl Wasted.
I didn't know that. When did she buy it?
Oh.
I'm not certain she bought
Maybe
that
she
shirt.
Didn't. She kept saying she was going to,
I don't
to, but
think she ever did.
She didn't do it that night that I did.
No.
She's like, I'll do it later because I don't have money.
I certainly do not remember her name ever coming
she's
across our thing. Yeah, so
she's
saying that she has a shirt, but she doesn't.
No, I'm saying she has a shirt and I lied, so that's where we're at.
No. So I can't call Malia and yell at her for being
no,
a liar.
But you could call her and be like, hey, I thought you were going to buy a shirt sometime.
She wouldn't
Why don't
remember
you get on
who
that now you got a paycheck?
Point. She's probably like, who are you? Who's this? Are you Seth? Oh, yeah, the Jew.
Are you my Louis Vuitton vendor?
Yeah. Are you the one selling me the discount Gucci bag? That's what she would think.
Probably.
Anyway, so you want to get into the car story, or should
I
we
mean,
wait?
I don't know. How good is this story?
Well, I mean,
it's really good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 3.
I thought it was better than a 3.
I mean, but like, which way does that scale go?
1 being the worst.
Okay. And then might as well just...
Well, the current
let's
story
just,
was
Let's
a
just
10.
Tell the story and get it over with it, since it's not
All
that
right.
great.
No, it's great. So here's the deal, okay?
Actually, so you went to Kansas City.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell about the weekend as a whole, and then we'll break, and we'll come back and talk about the car.
No, I think that's good.
It's
that's
good.
The way I'd like that.
It's a good way to make people
Keep
feel
the suspense. Because it's just like, if it's the best story, like, we might want to save that till the end.
No, people don't listen to the end. That's when we say
I thought that, too.
That's
so
when
like,
we have,
go ahead and say it.
That's when we have time for our new favorite segment. Remember what it is?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
This week in Detroit.
Anyway.
We'll save that. That's
tell your story.
End.
Tell your story.
That's
do
a 10.
Do your build-up.
Okay. So, essentially, my parents were going to go to Worlds of Fun. Okay, and my place of employment in the day like sound like I'm Batman. Sells day. Discount Worlds of Fun tickets. Mm-hmm. So, and Worlds of Fun, for those who do not know, is just it's amusement park up here in Kansas.
It's like Six Flags, Cedar yeah. Point.
It's the only
Universal
one within
Studios.
600 miles that has a roller coaster.
Yeah,
like literally the closest ones are Six Flags and Cedar Point, which are three states away from Kansas,
mm-hmm. Ohio and Texas.
Yeah, they're a day's drive away. Kansas City is 4 hours from Wichita, 2 hours from us. So it's worth going. You know, every once every 2 or 3 years when you can afford it. It's actually pretty affordable.
I was going to say, when I was in grade school, though, I went every year for like 6 years.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cheap. The food is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
The Subway, my parents got a foot-long turkey club from Subway, and it was $12.50. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
no, sorry, I lied. It was $17.50 with a chips added on.
Gross.
That's ridiculous.
No, okay, side note, side rant. I hate Subway because when you buy the chips and the drink, it's like $1.50 for this bag of chips that should be 50 cents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
75 cents.
Well, that's where they get you. That's where their high margins are.
Which is why I don't
because the drink costs like cents, like 3 or 4
yeah.
cents.
Pop like that is
for them to
ridiculously
actually distribute
cheap.
That. So
yeah.
That's where they make all their money. You know why I hate Subway? And I just kind of came to this realization.
I like just the sandwiches. I get them when I get Subway, I get just a sandwich.
I feel like Subway thinks they're classier than they are. Because I feel like they're destroying downtowns. Well, let me explain. So, like, well, let's take Aggieville, for example. We have all these unique shops, like, that are homegrown and they're local, and then a Subway. Okay?
Planet Sub.
Yeah, Planet Sub's closing, which sucks.
I think it's closed now.
It might be. Yeah.
They should have waited to do, like, their final thing.
I don't know what they were doing.
They just said they weren't getting business.
But every day I went in there because I told people at work that they were closing, and they all went and said it was just flooded with people.
Well, that's because everyone knows they're closing,
but
so
I don't
now
think,
everyone's coming
are you
in.
Sure that they do? Because there was nothing posted anywhere that they were closing. There's no public notice, and the reason I know it was supposed to be a secret is because after everyone from work went there, they didn't see anything about their closing, so they're like, are you sure it's closing? And I said, well, I think I said, I have a friend who doesn't have any reason to be distrusted, but also hasn't proved her legitimacy yet. So I said, it's a pretty good source. And
pretty good
source. Pretty good source.
It's a decent source.
But I said, we got her call and check. So I called up Planet Sub, and I got some girl on the phone. She's like, thank you for calling Planet Sub. I'm like, I heard some sad news. Are you guys closing in like 2 weeks? And she goes, well, we're not supposed to say anything, but yes. I go, oh, well, that sucks. Click. So I don't think employees were supposed to tell people, and then there weren't any signs anywhere. I just don't understand what the secrecy is about.
I don't get it either.
Number
because,
one.
Like, that or, like, let us know, and then, like, obviously people are flooding in there now because the word is getting out.
I don't get why it's closing, though.
I don't either. They said that, like, the girl that told me, who was just one of the other employees, and she was just like, we're just not getting the business like we should. And so, because I know, like, I always know in the summer times they close at 8. I forget that till I get there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, summer hours till 8. But even then, during
the
school
year. But
that
would save money, wouldn't it?
I mean, and I think, I don't wonder if a lot of it's even just the fact that, like, if they changed their hours for, like, Aggieville time and, like, were open till 3.
Yeah.
I wonder if that would help them as well.
Or just be open on, like, weeknights. Like, just do nights or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of restaurants in bar areas will be open from, like, 7 to 2. And that's it. Yeah. I don't know if they should do that. I just don't get what the secrecy was about. Because there's only two things that happened. Either the secret wasn't a secret, and that's why everyone was flooding in there. Or it was a secret, and people weren't flooding in there. That was their normal business, and then I don't understand why they closed.
I think it's a secret that got leaked, obviously, because like, I put it on Facebook not realizing
it was
a secret.
Yeah, but how did you find out?
The employee told me when I went in there with Brooke.
So how did it come up, though? She's just like, by the way, we're closing in 2 weeks, or...
I had a coupon, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm almost done with my thing. And she's like, I don't know how she said it, but she's like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to be closing in 2 weeks.
She felt guilty. That's what
It was something with my coupon. Oh, I was like, I'll use it next time. And I think that's when she said, well, just be aware, we're closing in 2 weeks.
So that was, I wonder how long that's been in the works. Well, someone at work said, had a hypothesis that maybe they're trying to do like a Hibachi Hut thing, because that's that restaurant that was Aggieville famous and then closed because they didn't have a business, and some investor came in and reopened it and kept it alive. And so someone's like, maybe that's what they're trying to do, is close, and then they'll get bought out, and then they don't have to worry about the money,
and
it can stay open.
And like I said,
but then why the secrecy?
Yeah,
I mean, there was no secret. Hibachi Hut closed
again. I think I don't know. I don't have a clue. I think it was probably because the person didn't want publicity. But even then, it's like, you want to keep your shop open. Just let the public know.
Make as much money as you can before you close.
Yeah,
okay,
I put it on Facebook. And, you know, so then I had a whole bunch of people that then probably told their friends in the Manhattan area. And I told you, and you told all of GTM, in which case.
That's because Planet Sub rules, and it's closing.
I know, exactly.
It's horrible.
It's, yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, okay. Back to your Subway rant.
So, Subway.
It's closing down downtown.
Well, I feel like it's invading every, like, classic Americana downtown ever. Like, in Aggieville, there's one. And we were driving through Kansas City to go to the Union Station in Kansas City, like the museum down there. And we're driving through classic downtown Kansas City. And it's just like, you know, homegrown shop, homegrown shop, homegrown shop.
Subway.
And it's just everywhere there's a Subway. And I feel like they don't think it's a problem to put a Subway in every single place in America that's supposed to be, like, historical. I feel like they're classier than they are. That was my only rant.
No, I get that.
And just the once I thought about that, like, the more I notice, I'll see, like, this tiny little town of 3,000 people, and they have, like, one of those classic American main streets.
And
there's
a Subway.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
It bothers me. I don't know why it bothers me. It's just like corporations just stay out of that type of stuff.
Yeah, no, like let that be the unique to the town.
Yeah, and you don't see McDonald's doing that. Why does Subway get to do that?
Well, I mean, that's my only thing is like I think about Subway and I'm just like I don't really consider Subway fast food, but don't really consider it, you know, like Jimmy John's, Planet Sub. Like,
no,
it's,
I don't
it's
either.
Just, it's like it's the lower end of a sandwich shop, but it's kind of higher end for fast food. It's kind of in the middle.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah. Like, if you want a sub, Subway's the worst you can do. If you want fast food, Subway's the best you can do.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I'd classify it.
Anyway, so you're in Kansas City.
Is how they make all this money. And the Worlds of Fun really isn't an example otherwise. Like,
but I don't get why they can eat.
All these food vendors are like really independent, and then there's a Subway there.
Raise their prices like that. Like, if you're Subway, like, yes, I get that you're at the theme park, but you're Subway.
Yeah, and like they have a sign on the door that says, this Subway does not participate in the $5 foot long. I was like in the store going, $12. $12. Like, it doesn't have the same ring to it.
No.
Yeah, $12 foot long. Yeah. But it's a dollar. It's a dollar for inch. It seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, make sure you get all of the vegetables and all of the meat.
Yeah, and now that we know that Subway sandwiches are actually only 11 inches and foot long's a name, not a measurement. You know, remember that from back in the day?
Yep. Back in a few months ago.
More than a dollar an inch. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so Subway sucks. But that's
and
how,
you're a World of Fun.
The World of Fun has, what, six roller coasters, I think? Like, they have one where you sit and your feet dangle.
I love that one, Patriot.
Patriot, and then they have the Mamba, which is really fast. It's, like, one of the fastest in the world, actually. It's, like, 75 miles an hour at its peak speed, which isn't the fastest, but it's one of the fastest.
And it used to be one of the tallest, I thought, or close to.
I think it was the tallest at some point, but it's not anymore.
Cedar Point beat it.
Yeah, Cedar Point has 7,000 roller coasters. Like, I think they have one that you actually go into a portal, and you end up like on another planet and then come out
so
the portal.
Cool.
They have roller coasters out there that are just ridiculous.
Faster than the speed of light.
Yeah. Then they have another roller coaster, Worlds of Fun does, called the Timberwolf, which I didn't
scary
ride
as because
it knocks your face off every time you ride it because it's old and it's wooden and rickety.
And you sound like you're just going to break.
Yeah, it's horrible. I imagine there's a million
it's
termites.
Creepy.
A million what termite families living know. In there. That was a creaking wood noise.
Chinese creaking.
Or a cat stuck. Okay, yeah. That was racist. That was racist. And let's see, what else do they have? They have the boomerang, which pulls you up a hill. Instead of going forward, you go backwards to start and pulls you up a hill and then drops you and you go through a loop and then go up another hill and then do the whole thing backwards again.
Yeah.
So it's a shorter ride.
That one freaks me out.
And then they have one more called the Prowler, which was new.
I haven't started that.
And it's wooden also, but it's not rickety like Timberwolf is.
Timberwolf's meant to be rickety, I think.
I feel like it's so old.
And I feel like the name, it's meant to be.
Maybe. The Prowler was a little rickety, but it felt really fast. Like, it had, like, hairpin turns. Like, turns that, like, you were actually on your side turning.
That's cool.
Like, literally, I think they had turns that could fit in this room, like, that much of a turn.
Yeah.
And so, because you were going so fast, you just, like, felt like you were going through the Stargate. It was a really obscure reference.
Anyway. I got it, especially with your noises.
Yeah. So, I rode the Patriot, I rode the Mamba.
I love Patriot's my favorite. I love it.
I think those are the... Oh, and I rode the Prowler once just because I hadn't before. But I've been having, like, neck pain, so I really went easy on the roller coasters until the end of the night when I was just like, yeah, F it. I'll just go on all of them. So I only rode the Mamba and the Patriot, and we spent the entire day there. We got there at, like, 11, and we didn't leave until 9:30. Mm-hmm. And riding roller coasters at night is highly recommended. It's a lot of fun.
Dark. Yeah, it's getting dark.
Yeah,
you see lights.
You can't see. And yeah, and the World of Fun was having like this light festival thing. So like the whole thing was lit up really cool. Yeah. So it was, and the weather was perfect. It was like in the mid 60s to the mid 70s the entire day, you know, light cloud cover. So it was sunny, but not like sunburnt sunny. And it was just warm enough to do the water rides and not get like cold. Mm-hmm. So it was perfect. So. And then the next day we went to a museum in downtown and everything, and Chris wasn't with us. She had to work. So she was supposed to come up to get me because my parents have to go get a new dog.
So wait, how'd you end up there? Did she take you?
My parents came here and picked me up. So they drove from Wichita to Manhattan, picked me up. Then we drove from Manhattan to Kansas City because it's really the same distance from Wichita to Kansas City as it is from Wichita to Manhattan to Kansas City.
Yeah,
it's still 4 hours no matter what. But their dog that they were picking up was in a town south of Kansas City. So it was an hour opposite direction of Manhattan, but closer to Wichita. So they said, can Chris come get you after work on Saturday, and then we can go get our dog, and she can just take you back to Manhattan. I said, that'd be fine. That's cool. Chris meanders up there after work on Saturday.
La, 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 la.
Actually, she got there really fast, which was nice. But essentially, she told me when she called to ask where I was to pick me up, she's like, my car's making a weird noise, like a whoomp, whoomp, whoomp. And I was like, whatever, you're paranoid, there ain't nothing wrong with your car.
Wait, my cars are making that for a month now.
Well, exactly, like all cars go whoop, 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 like...
It sounds like a belt spinning.
Are you hearing the engine, Chris? Is that what you're hearing? But it turns out that she was right, and the...
What was that?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't say anything.
What was that?
What? So, the problem... was actually...
Don't give away the problem before you tell the whole story.
Excuse me, how long have I been doing this?
But wait, question.
Yes.
Your parents came
usually
and got
when
you.
When someone says question, they have it ready.
Wait, second question.
I was trying to formulate it in my head when I talked to you. Okay.
Because your parents came and picked you up Saturday morning.
Mm-mm.
Friday morning.
That's why I was confused, because like I texted you this weekend, you said you were in Kansas City.
Yeah, Friday, we went to Worlds of Fun Friday to avoid the crowds.
I was texting you about that walk, that's why.
Yeah, Friday, I was in Kansas City. Saturday, I was in Kansas City until the afternoon when Chris came and got me.
Okay, that makes
sense. So Friday, we spent all day at World's Fun. Saturday, we spent the day going to the museum to see the pirate exhibit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we went to Legends Shopping to go shopping. And that's where Chris was going to pick me up with the womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, cool.
So it turns out that this problem that we kind of both didn't really think was a big deal at the time turned out...
More so you than her.
As we came to notice that this problem, which I will not specify right now...
A womp, womp.
Because we're about to go to break. Is actually, it could have killed us.
Oh.
We were, let's say, minutes away
from death.
Probably dying.
This is weird. Because, like, no, okay, so not.
And this isn't hyperbole, like Seth on Life hyperbole.
No, I know.
Literally, this could have killed us.
Like, and I don't know what the problem is, but, like, to not know. I'd be like, I feel like maybe you could have had a tire blowout, and that's like the tire bolt. But I was like, I know it wasn't your tire because you would have told me that right away.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I can't give you a lot of details.
No, I know. But
the problem that we thought it was, and that two independent dealerships that looked at it before we decided, okay, we'll just try to go home, said it was the same problem. So we said we can go home. It wasn't that problem.
No.
It was a problem that could have killed us.
And so you didn't get
because
it.
Because we went home, we could have died if
okay,
we
so
hadn't
that's
done what
I
we
wondered,
done.
I wondered how you guys ended up here. But the car is sitting outside, so has the problem been fixed yet?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been fixed. But I can't give you details on how. So
okay,
let's take a break.
Let's take a break, because now I'm curious. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
And we'll come back and we'll tell you all about how me and Chris
almost
brushed past
death.
On this
dun, dun, dun.
3 on a scale of 10 story. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to life. Segment number two is brought to you by our beautiful, charming, and attractive Amazon page. As Katrina deals with her chicken problem. If you have a problem with chickens, I'm sure there's some type of poison that can be acquired on Amazon.com. Not the kind of poison that you'd put in Katrina's chicken wing, though, because that would kill her.
That might take care of another problem, though.
And we don't want that. Now, do we?
Okay, I quit.
Oh, God. She just gave up.
If there's a reason to watch the video every week...
It's me!
This week's reason was that right there.
I'm always
YouTube.com/duotube. Check out what just happened right there. Anyway, so Amazon.com. Go to duo.com/Amazon. There's a search bar right there. Type in anything you're looking for. It takes you right to Amazon.com with the same shopping experience you're used to.
I used it the other day.
But we get a little bit of the profit. Prices aren't higher.
No, I already have Coach Carter.
What'd you get this time?
I didn't buy it, but I was going to get the Pitch Black series.
Oh, that's a great series. Mm-hmm. Oh, can we go see Riddick at midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love Riddick, and she's stupid and doesn't like it.
Mark hasn't seen them, and so I told him I was going to buy them when we got back.
I think they're all on demand.
But I want them for my own collection.
Yeah, that'd be worth it. But they're in HD here, if you want to watch it.
I know.
So anyway. Done nerding out.
Anyway, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. You can go to duo.com/Amazon, search for Riddick, search for Pitch Black, search for the Chronicles of Riddick. Buy anything you want.
I've got Chronicles of Riddick series, and I came up with all of them.
It's great. So go and get anything you want on Amazon. Prices aren't higher. It's not any harder. Just click the link on duo.com or go to duo.com/Amazon. It really helps us out a lot. And thank you to Amazon for sponsoring us. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Your car.
Oh, yeah, our near-death experience. We don't need to finish that up, do we?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
What happened in Detroit this week?
You really don't want to move on to that.
Lots of near-death experiences happened in Detroit this week.
Every day in Detroit, there's a near-death experience.
I was going to say, every day in Detroit, you're thankful to be alive.
Every day in Detroit is a near-death experience.
And there's lots of death experiences.
Yeah, exactly. And some days in Detroit are death experiences. So, anyway, I'll give you some detail now. I'll give you a step-by-step of what me and Chris went through so you can kind of experience the amazingness that is this twist and turns of this story. Just like the roller coasters I rode at Worlds of Fun the day before, my emotions this day were a roller coaster of a level of complete poo to complete... That's awesome. Back to complete
poo.
Oh my gosh. I could have died.
Why did you start off though so pooey?
Well, we'll get there. Let's just do this. So, Chris arrives. She goes, I heard womp, 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 womp. When the car is going slow or when I'm speeding up or when I'm braking. I go, okay. I have a lot of experience with brakes.
It's constantly there.
Exactly. Like, it sounds like as a tire rotates, every rotation, it's a, you know, and it goes faster, the whoop gets faster, gets slower, the whoop gets slower.
Like
so
that.
It's like whoop, whoop.
I'm trying to compare
it to mine
to see if I need to go get my car checked
out. Don't worry.
20 miles an hour goes whoop, whoop, whoop. 30 miles an hour goes whoop, whoop, whoop. 40 miles an hour goes whoop, whoop, whoop. 50 miles an hour goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
I get it.
70 miles an hour goes whoop, whoop, whoop.
It doesn't get higher pitched, though. I don't.
80 miles an hour goes
whoop, 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 all the way home.
Oh,
that's it popping off.
Okay, heart. Make sure it's not popped. Okay, we're good.
I have a new theory.
Yes? About popping hearts?
Yep.
And popping tags?
Yep.
And popping peas?
Well, I'm guessing it's clearly related to, like, your axle or your pistons or something of
that's
that
your
nature.
Guess?
It's something dealing, like, of or related to the tire.
I'm not going to confirm or deny anything, but I will tell you that it has nothing to do with our axles. Okay. Or our pistons.
Yeah.
The Pistons are a terrible Detroit basketball team. So,
that wasn't what I was referring to, though. Moving on.
Also,
do tell.
So, I step in the car. She picks me up at TJ Maxx up there, because that's where I was hanging out, on the bench outside. Because I want to make sure, there is something wrong, we're 2 hours away from home, and it's already pretty late. It's like, I would say just about 5 o'clock.
And she's already been on the road for 2 hours.
That's right. And so if we do have to go get something fixed, it's Saturday at 5, we better go right now. So I went and sat in the car and started it, didn't hear anything out of the ordinary. Revved the engine, didn't hear anything out of the ordinary. So I go, and we saw that her passenger side front tire was low on air. like pretty significantly low on air.
Yeah.
Like not to the point where it's going to kill you if you drive on it, but if we drove for 2 hours on it, it would be a bad deal. It could pop or something or ruin the tire, which would be more likely. We'd make it, but it'd ruin the tire. So I said, well, it's probably the noise of your, since you only hear it at slow speeds, you're probably just hearing your tire squeak against the asphalt as you drive. Because her window was down, so I said, we'll just go to Quick Trip after we shop here a little bit, and then we'll go to Quick Trip and get it aired up. And she goes, okay. So we go on to TJ Maxx, and we buy a new sheet because her foot rubs holes in our bed sheets because she fidgets so much at night. Her foot literally rubs through
okay, what happened?
Our Calvin rubs Klein her foot at night?
Designer
no.
sheets
okay.
ruined
here's,
by her foot.
Here's what happened.
Her mammoth elephant foot.
I shift. Like, I have to move around a lot to
she
get to sleep.
She doesn't have to move around.
To get to sleep. I can't sleep without it. So it starts to wear the sheet thin. Well, it'll make this, like, tiny hole, and then anything catches on it, and, like, my foot will catch on it at night, and it goes... And then there's a giant hole.
Well, I get how a small hole becomes bigger, but you get this little hole because your heel rubs it?
I think, just like my foot moves constantly, like, I'm always moving.
If it's in that same area, because I'm guessing you always lay on your back or kind of the same.
I move, like, from my back to my side, from my back to the side, from... So
that's weird, but I do the same thing, and I don't have holes.
I've never rubbed... Okay, this is the weird thing, too. This has happened, like... The
Except
last
twice.
Two sheets. The last two sheets we've had. But, like, I
Maybe
never had it
Calvin
happen
Klein.
Before.
No, our first sheet I bought
Calvin
when
Klein.
I was poor, and it was Target brand. So I figured
just,
now that I get our Calvin
my
Klein.
My sheets are Walmart's. Always have been.
Well, they have... You buy those with holes. I should get you some Calvin Klein sheets. Change your life.
They're very nice.
Okay.
They will.
Birthday.
Okay. Anyway, so we went and we bought a new sheet and a new down comforter. We didn't need that, but you know, it had to match our new sheets, so we had to get that.
That's why you go with a black comforter and then a maxi sheet.
And it was at TJ Maxx, so it was cheaper. Okay, just for the record.
Whatever.
We're frugal.
And we're going to get one here.
Get what? Oh, at Marshall's. Yeah, that's even
better.
Oh, that's
what it is, yeah.
It's even better, though, I think.
I think the home section.
For home section.
Anyway.
For clothing, TJ Maxx.
I'm very ADD today. Continue. TJ Maxx got some sheets.
So, that's all we did. Oh, and we got some spicy ketchup with an alligator on it from Australia, which I'm very, very much looking forward to trying.
I think it's still in the car.
Yeah. So, we'll try that. But anyway, that's all we did at TJ Maxx. We maybe spent 30 minutes there at the most. Then we went and got in the car. It's probably about, I would say it's about 5:15, 5:20 at this point. We drove to Quick Trip, which is about a mile and a half away, aired up all the tires, made sure they were all correct. And then we went to Red Lobster for dinner, which was basically across the street from the TJ Maxx, so back a mile and a half the other way. But at this point, I'm really starting to hear the vroom, 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 vroom. And it's not getting louder, it's just more noticeable. Mm-hmm. So, like, I only hear it when I'm driving, and I hear it a lot when I'm going slow, but the more I'm driving, the more it starts to increase in loudness.
Yeah, which therefore increases your... You know, like, perception
That's
of
right.
it. Like, this is probably
But it's not bad enough yet that I'm really worried, because, honestly, she said she heard it when she was braking, and my red car downstairs that, you know, that's now the 2-ton paperweight, as I like to call it, it had brake problems once, and I remembered what that felt like. And this feels exactly like that. When you brake, it wobbles a little, and that's just what it – and when you brake, you hear squeaking. And so I'm like, brake pads are probably going out. We just got to replace your brakes.
Yeah,
when
and that's what
home.
You told me when you called me.
That's right, and that's because that's what I thought it was up until this entire time. So we go to Red Lobster. We eat our dinner, and then I'm like, we don't need to go back shopping. We were going to go shopping. I'm like, we've already spent enough money. Let's just go home so we don't spend money. We're like, okay, so...
and then the irony.
We leave... Exactly. So we leave Legends, and we jump on the highway, and Kansas City's highway, it's basically I-70 takes you right back to Manhattan, and Legends is right on I-70.
Mm-hmm.
So you jump on one highway, and you make it up to about 50 until you merge onto 70, because it's like 200 feet and then an on-ramp to I-70. So when I hit that on-ramp to I-70, I really hear boom, 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 and I'm like, okay, we probably should get this checked out. So because there's a Walmart right across the street. There's Walmart everywhere in Kansas City. So we go to this massive Walmart.
Oh, my God. It was giant. It had three entrances.
The shock of all shocks, there was no wait. We pulled right up to the tire bay, and I said, there's something making a noise. I wish I could tell you what it was. Could you just put it up on the lifts and just see if you notice anything out of the ordinary? And I literally gave them that explanation. I told them it was making the noise. And
they could drive around to hear
We live 2 hours away. I'm just looking for you to either fix it or tell me it's okay to drive home. One of those two things. And I'm happy to pay whatever it's going to cost to fix it. I just want it fixed so I can go home. And they said, okay. Put it up on there. 30 minutes go by. This is about 6:30 when we get there. because it closed at 7. I remember like, oh, wow, we just got here just in time. And we just wait there for probably 20 minutes. And the guy comes out and he goes, are you guy with the white Malibu making the noise? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, well, you got a brake pad sticking to your tire. And that's what the problem is. And I said, well, can I drive it home? And he wouldn't give me an answer. He's like, well, it'll probably drive you crazy because of the noise. And I go, but is it safe to drive home? And he's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I would. There's a NTB, which is a brake specialist, right across the street. Drive it over there and see what they say.
Well, of course, I mean, that makes sense because they're a specialist.
That's
so
right.
Let them.
Of course, it's after 7 o'clock on a Saturday at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So we drive across the street. Boom, 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 boom. They're closed. So I walk up to the door. I still see two people in there. I walk up to the door and just kind of pull on it. And they both look. And then one guy, there was a guy who was obviously the manager. And then a nice guy who just looked like...
He looked like kind of a young, maybe college student who knew about
cars. He's like Matthew McConaughey surfer type guy is kind of what he reminded me of.
But he wasn't like in an outfit for NTB. Like he didn't seem to like... He knew about cars, but he wasn't like their mechanic.
He might have been like a front person.
That's right.
Right. Like computer work. Like, oh, well,
could
this
be.
Is your problem.
But
he typed this
well,
in.
Well, no, but he found out he knew what he was doing. Oh. So I think he was probably just a, not a specialist, but just kind of like an all-around type of guy.
Yeah.
Maybe deals with the customers. But we go in there and the manager's like, oh, yeah, we're closed. And I go, well, I need two things. You can either do me a huge favor and tell me what's wrong with my car and fix it. Or you can tell me if it's safe to drive home. Do one of those two things. And he's like, well, I just sent my mechanic home. And then the other guy volunteered. He goes, well, I'll go take a look at it. So this guy comes out to the parking lot, crawls underneath the car on the front of the tire, the back of the tire. This is the driver's side front, just looking at the tire.
And that's the brake pad that's on the driver's side?
Yeah, well, that's where we're hearing the noise, is on the driver's side tire. So I told him what Walmart said, and he goes, well, don't trust Walmart. And he looks at it and he goes, I don't see anything wrong with it. And so I'm like, well... What would you recommend I do? I mean, I can get a hotel room here, or can I just drive home, you know, 2 hours to Manhattan? I can go slow or whatever. It doesn't matter. I just would like to be home, then we can get it fixed. And he's like, he said, well, if the brake pad's loose in there, which it could be, I don't know, he said, it's not going to fall out or nothing. It's just in there rattling around. He said, you're probably going to ruin your rotors inside your brake. But you could just get those replaced if you don't want to worry about the payment. And I got rotors replaced on my car downstairs, so I knew it was about $200, which is the same price of a hotel room. So I was like, well, I might as well just drive it home. At least then I can sleep in my own bed, and we can worry about it in Manhattan where we know people. Because we're a one-car family right now. If this car doesn't work, we can't get anywhere ever.
Yeah, that was my thought too.
And so... make a long story short, we just said, okay, we're going to jump on the highway and we're going to get out of here. So, I drive to the highway, I'm going no faster than about 45 on the way there, and it's increasingly getting louder and louder.
Yeah, just getting worse and worse.
And it's the steering wheel starting to shake as I drive, and then I get on the highway, I don't go any faster than 50, and I get on I-70, and almost make it to the turnpike, and it's just starting to get louder and louder, then I go down a hill, and I really feel some wobbling, and then I hear a boom, like something snapped off. So in my head, I go, oh, the thing fell off. And now it's just rattling around inside my wheel well.
Yeah, now you're going to mess up
your
rotors.
I thought that it was going to like hit the engine or come up through the floor of the car or something, because I'm going 55 miles an hour and this thing snapped loose. And the guy said it's not going to come out, but I don't want it rattling around in there either. So I just immediately pulled off to the side of the road because there's no way I'm driving with this. And we're parked 100 feet in front of the turnpike 1 mile sign. So there's no way to turn around. We're already on the turnpike. We just haven't paid. There's no way to turn around. There's no exits. This is where we called you. So the first thing we do is Chris calls her insurance because we have towing included.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
smart at this point.
We're not anywhere.
Right.
That's the problem because we're kind of in between Kansas City
and Lawrence.
We're probably 15 miles outside of Kansas City, and we're probably 20 miles outside of Lawrence. So... at either place, we don't live, we don't know anyone, and we don't want to stay the night in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But we just kind of were playing it by ear at this point. Okay, what can we do? So, literally, from 6:30 to 8:30...
Well, it would have been after 6:30, because we got the NTB place till 7.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. From 7:30 to about 8:45, we're doing nothing... but sitting on the side of the highway, talking to the insurance company, and waiting for a tow truck to show up. just sitting there.
Well, and the guy in the insurance company kept asking me, like, he's like, well, where do you want to go? Like, all of the auto shops are closed, so they were trying to tow us to a hotel, and then he was, like, trying to figure out where we are, and he's like, I can't find a place to map you because you're not by an exit. Like, they normally map people by exits.
You guys called me around 8:30.
Yeah.
You were at the...
It just took forever for this guy to... And he was like, well, most tow trucks only tow one person, and we obviously needed them to tow...
Two people.
So he finally...
With a car, a family car that breaks down.
I don't know. That's a good question. And that's why... I mean, it's insurance. You know, they're dumb.
Well, yeah.
I feel like they make stuff up to make people's lives more complicated. That may or may not be true, but that's definitely how I feel.
No, I agree.
And this kind of enhanced that feeling. But, so eventually, the guy shows up. Okay, and it's dark at this point. It's after... It's either after 9 or it's almost 9. And he goes, so where are you going? Or he goes, so you want to be towed to the Super 8 in Lawrence? And I said, sure. Yes. And the guy on the phone had told Chris, he won't tow you. Like, this is where he'll tow you. Like, he had trouble finding people who would tow us to anywhere we needed to go because it was so far out of range.
Yeah, that makes
sense. We were only covered up to $100 for her insurance because Lawrence was so far away anyway. From talking to the guy, it's $60 to hook you up, and then it's $2 a mile. So Lawrence was far enough away that we were going to have to pay another $40. So it was 20 miles out of the way.
Well, so, that's not too horrible.
And that's not horrible. But we get in the car, or we get in the truck. He picks us up. He hooks us all up. And I go, so how far do you go? Because the fact that he asked me, where do you want to go, made me think that the insurance guy made up where we were going just because, I don't know if he does it because most people are stupid and panic or whatever.
That or he probably figures, well, this is what I'm going to set it up for, but if they ask the guy, hey, can go further for insurance.
But he made it sound to Chris that this is where we could go. And then there would be another tow truck in the morning that would take us to a body shop. That's how he made it sound. So the first thing I asked the guy is, are you picking us up tomorrow, too? And he goes, I don't know anything about that. And I go, okay, well, how far can you take us? And he says, as far as you want to go. And then I found out the pricing. And I'm like, well, Manhattan's 100 miles away, so that'd be $200 I would have to pay for him to take me to Manhattan. And I go, but... And at this point, we thought Chris's car was covered under a warranty because she hit that pole, as everyone remembers, because she was swerving out of the way of another car, as she claims. Yeah. Swerving out of the way of the car parked in the parking lot or the parking space next to her as she
parked.
Rams into a pole and ruins the front end. So we're thinking it's still covered under warranty, something with the brakes, because they just replaced them. So Chris thought there was a 3-year warranty. So I'm thinking, okay, if we can make it to Manhattan, what we're saving is a hotel room night in Lawrence. We're already spending $40 to get to Lawrence, so I'm really only spending an extra $160. So a hotel room plus the repairs, however much that's going to cost, plus the hookup and drive tomorrow morning to a body shop in Lawrence. So those are all things that I would be saving. Yeah. So I said, take us to Manhattan. And the guy kind of looked like he didn't want to go. So I asked him.
Well, I mean, would you blame him?
Exactly. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night, and it's 2 hours out of the way for him. But I'm paying him, so I didn't feel bad about it.
I just get him home till 1.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, he was okay. And I asked him, "Are you 24 hours?" And he's like, "Yes." So I knew he like wasn't going to stay up late because of it. It was just gonna it was gonna throw his schedule off. So if there's anyone else in Kansas City,
right? He said
he couldn't pick him up because he'd be in Manhattan.
He said he would be getting off the police like
So
duty.
So if there's any other pickups, he's the only guy on call, so he would have to call someone else to be on call. So that was the inconvenience of it. So he comes to find out, he said, well, it looks like you're lug nuts as we're driving towards Lawrence. I said, just drive and we'll just figure out what we're doing on the way there. Because I didn't want to make sure, I didn't want to commit to $200 until I had some time to mull it over. Eventually, I did commit to it.
Which makes sense, because you have time to get to Lawrence, like you just
said. That's right.
And
we're still 20 minutes outside of Lawrence, at least 20 minutes. So he's like, well, I looked
it's good to feel it
when I drove your car in. I looked at your – I could see your tire was wobbling. He's like, so – he said, I've been – I'm a mechanic. That's actually what I do. This is – I only do this like on the weekends every other week.
Oh, wow.
And so he's like, I'll just take your hubcap off and I'll look at it and see if we can't do anything and at the hotel at Lawrence, because he didn't want to go to Manhattan all the way.
No, that makes sense.
I mean, he would if I really wanted him to, but he's trying to figure out a way where we can avoid that. So we – I tell him, no, we want to go to Manhattan. So he's like, okay. So we pull off at the first – rest area,
like a plaza thing, with the gas station.
And we just pull off to the side, and me and Chris are just waiting in the car because we don't know anything about cars. So we're just waiting for him to do what he does. And he pulls off the hubcap, and he goes, holy S. And he, I look in the rearview mirror, and he's just like, sitting there staring, staring at the wheel. And I'm like, first thing that pops in my mind is, oh my God.
This is going to cost.
The thing broke off. It hit the transmission. It busted the windshield. It hit some Russian diplomat in the face, and he's suing me.
It, like, he just pulled off a hubcap.
Exactly.
But you can't see into the car. Like, all you see are lug nuts.
But I'm thinking everything's ripped up inside.
But his face was like,
no, horror. I get that.
I mean, yeah. The thought to me was like,
I'm surprised you guys
see
the vehicle, but I'm also just a nosy person. I like to like stand beside the person and be like, so what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, please tell me you got out at that point.
As soon as he said that, I jumped out of the car because I'm like, what's going on? I would need to see what's happening. It turns out that his holy S exclamation was not because of the extent of the damage, but was because of what had happened. He had, in his 15 years, he said, as being a mechanic, he has never seen. In his entire life, he's never seen this problem in real life. So, the wheel, as the wheel is constructed, you have the rubber tire stretched around the metal wheel part.
The rim.
Yes, right. The rim. As most people would see, is the rim. And it has those five metal spokes in it. Ours has five metal spokes, okay, that hold the middle part that's bolted into the axle to the rubber part that is the tire. Mm-hmm. Four of our five spokes were cracked down the middle and were no longer connected to the center part.
Yeah.
So, and that's the face he made, only with vulgarities, when staring at it. He says,
I have a visual of that, so.
I have a picture. You want to see it?
Yes, I do. Because I'm, that, but like, I also, my tire is different because I have more spokes. Like, I don't just have the five.
Right. I mean, different people have different.
Yeah,
well, different,
we took the hubcap off. And that's what it looked like. So you could see.
Well, my tires are also made like without the hubcaps. Like it's all
gotcha.
Rim.
But, yeah. So you can see all four out of the five spokes there are cracked.
Yeah, three of them look really bad. The fourth one's just kind of bad. But yeah. I mean, you've got the other three working against it.
I'll show the camera here if I can.
And you survived.
So what he said was happening, because I asked, why is it rumbling? Essentially, imagine
the vibrations of the broken ones.
There's now one spoke. Well, there originally were three spokes or four spokes holding the weight that five was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And the reason it kept getting worse is because as the pressure built,
another one would break. The one couldn't hold it all.
That's
it wasn't
right.
pulling its weight,
so, two
so
would
the
break.
Other ones would break.
Three would break.
Yeah.
Four would break. And the reason it got so violent and I pulled off the side of the road is because we only had one left. And literally, that one piece of aluminum was holding our entire tire onto the front of our car. So that's why we could have died, because going 55 miles an hour, or God forbid 80.
Yeah, I was going 80.
If they wouldn't have broke one at a time and they just would have snapped, which could have happened.
And that's true too.
The tire would separate itself from the car. Of course, the front driver's side would hit the road and just scrape along the bottom. Your feet would be 2 inches from the road. I mean, you would die. You'd probably die going that fast.
Yeah, because you never know, like, with cars behind you, around you, or if you end up off the road.
Or if the car catches fire. You know, I mean, just...
Oh, yeah, too.
There's so many things that could happen at that speed.
Right.
So, essentially, the guy says, we'll just take your tire off and put the spare tire onto the back, because it's front-wheel drive, and then put your back tire onto the front, and you should be fine.
That's it.
So I said, well, make sure nothing else is wrong. And so he did full inspection. Like, he took the tire off and looked at the brake, which we originally thought, because the people at Walmart said the brake was messed up.
Take the hubcap off.
That's exactly right. All of this could have been avoided is during Walmart's inspection for the problem, if they would have popped off our plastic hubcap and
they
looked at the wheel.
Immediately noticed.
They would have known what the problem was. Yeah. And they didn't even go that far. So... So this guy, this tow truck driver, took us, and it completely was covered by insurance because we didn't go to Lawrence.
And you didn't have to go to a body shop.
We didn't. Well, we still will have to go get a new wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't drive around with a spare on forever.
No.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, our car is completely workable. We drove back. We had to go a little slower because you can't drive 80 on a spare, but we could go 55.
Yeah.
So we drove 55 back all the way to Manhattan, and we just came back home. But the problem with our tire was one that this guy, in 15 years of his experienced career of being a mechanic, had never seen before. Of course, it's going to happen to us, because that's how our life is.
Well, then I was going to say, the irony of it is it's still your tire.
That's right. Yeah, it's always, still
it's
still
always
our tire.
The tire.
Mm-hmm. It's always a tire. Yeah. With well, not my red car. It's the air conditioner.
Well, and my original problem with my white car was the fuel.
Well, pump. Your red car has had issues with tires.
Yeah,
that okay. red car is the devil.
I know.
I'm gonna push it into the lake, but I can't push it because it won't work. Because of the
just,
tires.
That's just funny and creepy. And
so you
weird.
Know that just helped accentuate my midlife crisis I'm going through. You know, because every day you could die. You just never know. And then, I mean, it, literally, we could have died.
Yeah. No.
If,
really.
If we had not pulled off the road
at then. That exact.
If we
moment.
If we would have drove. Another 100 feet, it could have all snapped off. I mean, you just don't know. Because the guy said it was so bad when he drove it from the road into the bed of the truck, which was 10 feet, he could tell the tire was about to come off. And, like, that's why he originally noticed. He could tell just by looking at it that there was something hideously wrong with it. He thought it was just loose. The lug nuts were loose. And then he took the hubcap off, and he couldn't believe what he saw. So we just put it on there. I drove around the parking lot a couple times, and it felt just like normal. And so he said it's completely covered by insurance. We didn't go far enough. So they just billed insurance and we just rolled out. And that was it.
That's really cool.
Now we just have to go to somewhere. And I called today, but nowhere was really open. But
and you also have to realize that rims are the most expensive part
of
a tire.
I called today and the guy said it'll be like, he said, don't buy a new one. He said, they'll call junkyards in Topeka.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's really
and get
yeah, that's
a used one. And he said it'd be, depending on my car, like obviously they have to look at what mine is. But yeah. He said 120 to 140.
Which is the price of the tow that we were going to pay to get home.
Yeah. Which isn't, I mean, all things considered with a car, 120 isn't the end of the world.
No, obviously not. I mean, you clearly need it, so either way, you have to make it work.
Right.
Yeah. When I have that money, I
just... Yeah, I get that, and that's
it's still cheaper. It's cheaper than the hotel we have had to stay at.
It's cheaper than having the...
It's cheaper than the tow truck bringing us here.
Actually, really, like, that's the trade-off, is, like, instead of getting the hotel, instead of having him drive it here, it's like, I actually get to get my car fixed versus the added expenses of everything else.
We can drive it on that spare for a few days until we're able to get...
Yeah, because the spare is really just... You can drive them as long as you want. You just have to be careful, and you can't go over 55.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not supposed to go over 55.
So, I wish that guy worked at a business that people like to frequent so I could give him a plug. But no one wants to call a tow truck service. But like,
well, you said he's a mechanic during the week, though, and he does a tow truck on the side.
I don't know. I think that he does this as like, I don't know if he's a full time mechanic. I think he used to be a mechanic, and now he just does this.
Right,
okay. He could have been like retired or just change of venues.
He works in a very, very small town. It sounds like, because the tow truck company is out of Baner,
I think is what he said. Baser or something.
Baser.
Like that.
It's in between Lawrence and Kansas City. I think it's B A S H O R is what his truck said.
It's like that's it. It's like Bosner or something like that.
What was that?
B O S H O R.
B O S H O.
I think it's called Heartland Towing, is the company.
I'm glad you remember all this stuff.
I know.
Bazaar. It's in Chase County. It's B A Z A A R is what I found. Oh no, yeah, because Chase County's down south. Never mind.
I think you need to look up Heartland Towing, and it would tell you.
Well, I was just looking at my maps. But
I think it's heartlandtowinginc.com, I think. Base whore. That's how it's spelled. B-A-S-E-H-O-R. But I think it's pronounced Bazer.
Yeah, I think that's how he said it.
Okay, spell it again.
B-A-S-E-H-O-R.
Oh, that one comes up now.
It's a little bit north of I-70 in between Lawrence and Kansas City. That's where it's at.
Yeah, oh, never mind. My map's still loading. Yeah, that's like good. It's like a few miles long. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very small town.
It's got three streets.
Yeah, it's not very big. So that's
it's got Leavenworth Road, Parallel Road, and State Avenue.
And that's where their thing is. And he lives in Tonganoxie. So
Tonganoxie's outside of Kansas City.
Really small town as well. But this guy, I mean, I gave him a pretty hefty tip because, I mean, he saved us.
Oh, absolutely. He saved you a lot. You have the, yeah, absolutely.
Well, he didn't even need to take a look at the car. Like, that's not any part of.
He could have just towed you and done his job.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly right.
I love when people go above and beyond and can do more for you. And just
and he definitely did. I mean, he
saved us.
Yeah. He really did. So. Thanks to that dude, but that was our car problem. So we thought it was the brake the whole time.
Dang.
And it turned out it was actually something much worse, but easily fixable. So like it just had this twist and turns we just didn't see coming. I never would have thought that we would have drove home ourselves that night after what we experienced on the highway. But from this one tow truck driver who knew what he was talking about, we got home just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
ridiculous.
He saved us $400, I would say.
Easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Small miracles.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And I'm going to drink more liquor and try to get with more women and smoke more cigarettes, because who knows when I'll die.
Because you do all of that.
I do. Well, I try to do
you
all
do of one.
That.
You do one of those.
I do whiskey and I smoke cigars.
Occasionally.
Oh, I'm going to go smoke one now and blow all the smoke right in your face to teach you a lesson and respect.
That wouldn't teach me anything, because I love the smell of cigars.
Then it'll turn you on, and then I'll have sex with other women, and then all three! Woo! See?
Right.
Life is short, Katrina. I'm preaching it.
Life is short, but I still won't do you.
That's okay. I don't need you. Although I would, because life's short, and why not? Midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Just don't say no anymore. It's like that Jim Carrey movie, only with debauchery instead of upliftingness.
I get it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, man.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be saying yes, ma'am.
Okay. Moving on. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back with everyone's favorite segment
of Detroit.
This Week in Detroit. Because it's everyone's favorite. Katrina's already done.
Jeez. I'm done.
All right.
You said let's go. So.
We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Hi. Segment 3 is brought to you by nobody, because I only have two sponsors right now.
Cool.
That's what summer break does.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
And you're lazy.
How dare you?
It's a well-known fact.
Truth hurts.
This show is brought to you by Katrina.
Hello.
Katrina, tell us a little bit about yourself and why people should patronize you.
Patronize me. I heard that word in a while. Well, my name is Katrina, and people should patronize.
No one cares, so let's move on to the Detroit segment that everyone loves.
Not.
Patent fade out.
Yeah, I brought back the patented fade out. You want to do it again? I can't do it
sure,
again.
Sure, let's do it again.
I can't do it
let's
again.
Do it again.
Can't do it again.
Do it again.
Can't do it again.
Yeah, you can.
This Week in Detroit.
I'm afraid. You should be. Just like every other citizen of the town.
Yeah, living in fear. Especially the homeless people.
Oh, God.
Who Detroit police, who...
I don't think do anything else.
Logically, would be assumed that they'd probably be busy with maybe other things that they should be worried about.
You know, taking an hour to respond to a call.
Yeah. They're now picking up homeless people, driving them outside of the city limits, taking their money, and then leaving them there.
Well, one, why would you take their money? And two, they're homeless. They have no money.
What? In a complaint filed with the U.S. Justice Department, the Michigan ACLU says that Detroit police have been picking up homeless people from the popular Greek Town neighborhood and dropping them off miles away, sometimes even outside city limits. Homeless people have termed the practice being taken for a ride after police officers have repeatedly approached members of the homeless population.
And
told them to get into vans. They are then deserted by the police, often far from any assistance, and told never to return to Greektown. Sarah Mehta, ACLU of Michigan staff attorney, told Detroit's WWJ News Radio 950 that the homeless were, quote, being approached and harassed by police, not necessarily for anything they're doing, but just because of the way they look. Often they're being dropped off late at night in neighborhoods that they don't know. Police often take any money they have out of their pockets and force them to walk back to Detroit with no guarantee of safety. The complaint was filed after a year-long investigation by the ACLU. Detroit Police Chief Chester Logan said he would look into the complaint, but would not release any further comment. Andrew Sheehan, 37, reported the ACLU had been picked or to the ACLU that he had been picked up multiple times by the Detroit police, who at one time told him that they would take him to a shelter, but instead just dropped him off at the boundary between Detroit and River Rouge, over 8 miles away from where they had picked him up.
And
this is your week in Detroit.
Is this like their solution to homeless problem? Like, we have a bunch of homeless in Detroit.
So we're just going to drive them to another city and then it'll be their problem. Take any cash they got, because we live in Detroit. It's horrible here. Katrina, any comment on this week's This Week in Detroit story?
No. it's very upsetting. Like, it's one thing to pick them up and, you know, take them to a homeless shelter. It's one thing to pick them up and put them outside of town. It's another to pick them up, put them outside of town, and take what little money they have.
And then say, peace, and roll out.
No, not even that. It's like, don't come back. It's like you kicked them out of the bar before they even got in. You took him down the street.
And it's a Detroit. You know how many homeless people are in Detroit?
Yeah, half
the
town.
And they're not probably homeless like you think of. Oh, I heard it. And it's not a joke because it's true.
I know.
It's probably not the typical homeless people because it's half the town. It's probably regular dudes who happen to now be homeless.
Right.
And the police come and pick them up, take what little cash they have, and drop them off in the suburbs.
Why don't they do that to, like, the drug raids they have? Like, oh, you're a pimp lord. Let's pick you up.
That is a question. Why don't the police do something about the crime-ridden Detroit area and not the homeless people who aren't doing anything but making Detroit more Detroit-like?
Because, one,
the pimps are going to kill them. And two,
They're probably scared to go take on actual crime.
They're already getting paid off by them to look the other way. And by look the other way, it's really just like, oh, hey, what's up?
Exactly. Hey, you got any heroin? Because I'm going to go bust some homeless people later, and I need something to put in their pocket. Yeah. So that was your week in Detroit.
Cool. Sounds like fun. What's the ACSL stand for?
ACLU. It stands for American Cancer League of U.S.
It's American something labor union.
ACLU. American Civil Liberties Union.
No, Civil Liberties.
That makes a lot of sense. They would care about
homeless. I mean, then it's just did he like? I mean, it's an ism. Like it's not sexism. It's not racism. But it's an ism. It's a classism in a way.
Classism.
Yes. Classism.
I don't know if classism's a thing, but
it is.
It's starting to be one.
No, we can't take Chris.
We don't have a real word.
She thinks impasse is a word. It's not a word. She thinks it is.
They just haven't come up with a term for classism, so that's what everyone calls it.
Gotcha.
There's not like a proper ism for it yet.
There's not something in Latin that means that? Or
no.
I don't know either.
I mean, do you want to look it up?
No.
Latin for class?
No, I don't.
Classe.
Classum. Okay.
Okay.
Mark, we've got, essentially we've got 10 minutes left total in the show.
Oh, really?
Really, so, Mark.
Okay.
Katrina's 10 minutes with Katrina. Here we go.
And now we're down to 5 minutes. Okay, you want to hear my great story?
I do.
So Mark's getting on my nerves.
Uh-huh. Where's your tattoo?
That was the point. No, so Mark has a torn tendon in his shoulder. No, scratch that. Had a torn.
And
torn,
I have a tattoo on my shoulder.
Has a torn tendon on his shoulder. You should have heard me several weeks ago when I was trying to say shoulder surgery. It was like a tongue twister for me. It's like shoot.
Did we talk about
exactly.
that last show, didn't we?
In any case, so he had surgery. I can't do it.
Let's just skip this part. Let's just go to the next part.
He had surgery a week and a half ago.
On his shoulder.
I still can't say it, so we're just going to stop.
Shoulder surgery.
Upon which, he gets a month off of work and has since moved in. So he's been at my place about 24/7, recovering.
And he's drugged.
For the last week and a half.
Okay.
And his drugs aren't really drugs. He's just, I mean, he's not passed out all the time. Well, okay, half the time. But not all the time.
He's passed out a fourth of the time.
Basically, he's like my dog now. He sleeps during the day, and when I get home, he's awake all night, and I can hear the TV in the living room with the same, like, main menu of the TV show he's watching, and I'm just like, it's getting on my nerves. I wake up, and I hear the same damn song. I wake up 2 hours later, I hear the same damn
He's recovering,
song.
Katrina. He can't help
No,
it.
I told him he gets 1 week of pityness, and then after that, he's on his own. He knows. I gave him 1 week where I was going to be nice and da-da-da-da-da, and it's now we're at that week.
Okay.
It's just the idea. I've realized, one, how much pop he drinks.
Okay.
Like...
What's his pop of choice?
Coke or Pepsi. He's kind of...
Which
both.
One?
This is
a very important question. Coke or Pepsi?
Whenever we go out, it's Coke, but it was cheaper when we went to Dylan, so we bought a bunch of Pepsi. So he bought Pepsi, Sierra Mist, and Cherry Pepsi.
Coke is worth the extra.
In any case.
One point off for Mark.
And he refused.
Now it's Detroit and Pepsi.
But no. What's funny is...
Those are his two
losses.
He
wanted Pepsi because there was a sale for buy three. However, he didn't do the off-brand. He got like specifically Pepsi versus going for like the off-brand of Coke.
Yeah.
Which would be just as good. But anyway. I'm just realizing how much he drinks. And when it's not that, then he's got
Gatorade.
Well,
the fact that he bought three... Yeah, should
and
have given you a little bit of a warning.
And all three boxes are empty now. I think there are two cans left in the fridge.
Well, that's
but
why
I mean, I don't know. I'm not home yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now, but then it's just nagging me because he's also starting to talk more about his weight and he doesn't want to eat fast food or go out as much, which makes sense. And he's mm-hmm. also on a budget because he was an idiot and bought a truck.
Yep.
And now he's trying to maintain his budget and talk about his budget. And I'm just like, uh-huh, you bought a truck. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're drinking pop all the time.
You could drink water.
Could drink water.
Could have
you could buy
tea.
Buy some Crystal Light.
Yeah,
Crystal Light.
I was thinking about those things. Anyway, I was thinking tea and light. Anyway, Crystal Light. You could buy all sorts of other things. Kool-Aid even. That'd still be better than pop, even though it's got sugar.
And it's cheaper.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I'm just like, every time it pops me over, I'm just like. But I'm also
it's
like
that's 50 cents,
that's
man.
Also, that's just,
where's
I'm
your budget?
I'm not one to drink pop, and so I don't, well, I mean, I drink pop, but I'm also, like, I don't like having it on hand because then, like, I start to drink
yeah.
more. So then that bugs me because I'm like, now you're making me pick up your bad habit.
Yeah.
And
well, that's
then
what happens when you live with someone. You pick up all their habits.
I haven't been sleeping well lately because, one, you get the damn main menu music going on every time you wake up. No, it's a, how do I put this? He's.
It's like that.
It's worse. Because. It's a Burn CD that he got when he was overseas. So it's Tim the Tool Man. It's Tool Time, I mean. Yes, I know. Anyway.
What?
But it's worse because the main menu...
Our soldiers overseas are being subjective to Home Improvement theme music?
No. It's
like
worse.
Their lives aren't bad enough?
It's worse. He bought Tool Time when he was overseas in the Middle East. So the main menu... is of Middle Eastern music with no words. And so it's always the same. But no, and it's not even like a long song. It's like a 10-second song that repeats after 10 seconds. So it's the same little like only now started over.
Oh, yeah, that would be horrible.
And now started over. Okay, so you're getting where you're picking up what I'm throwing down. And so, I mean, and he knows that I can't stand it because half the time I'm like, I can't watch Tool Time now just because I need something else. And I mean, at least he throws his cans away and he's like, he's not super messy, but he does always put his dishes in the sink. But I'm also realizing he doesn't have the use of both arms.
Yeah.
So I can't give him too much harp on that, but it's just like, really?
Well... I think maybe every week we should come back with a Katrina's Living with a Boy segment. Because this is the first time you've lived with someone, isn't
it? Yeah, and I know that, I mean, that's also the adjustment with me and the fact that, like, I have my own routine, and now I have
to have
a new routine.
Is he going to move back out? I mean, how does this work? Like, if he moves in for a month and he lives on base, but he sees you all the time, right? Like, before
well, like,
he moved
basically,
in?
Basically, right now.
Because didn't he spend nights with you, multiple nights with you a week when he
no,
before this?
Before this, well, I guess even during the school year, back in the spring, he would come on Tuesdays and we'd hang out and he'd spend the evening
yeah,
with me. And then, I mean, it just depends. Like, it also was hockey season, so he was coming about every other day. But he also... Oh, he
but not for you, for the hockey.
Talked, exactly. Yeah. And then he'd leave. But,
I thought for sure when I invited you to lunch today, I was going to get you with the Tigers game. But
no.
You're at church.
No, but no, that... But Mark didn't want to spend the money because he's on this budget all of a sudden.
I would have paid.
See, he actually asked me, he's like, is Seth going to buy? And I was like, no.
I would have paid for him.
I would have been okay with that. But anyway.
You've got a big girl job now. You can afford things.
I can.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's my thought.
We were talking about hockey, him coming over.
Okay, no, but basically, and then after hockey season ended, he comes over at least every Friday and he spends the weekend with me. He gets a 3-day, he gets a 4-day. Like, as soon as he gets basically the weekend, he comes out.
Yeah, okay.
So then during the week, it's just me and Lucy.
Gotcha.
And then weekends, it's us.
Gotcha. But now it's every day. It's
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is he going to go back to being just weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because he...
Does he know that?
Yeah, no, that's what he tells me.
Okay. Is that what you want?
I don't know. I'll see that first week he goes back. I'm like, wait.
It'd probably be hard, I would imagine.
Come bug the crap out of me again.
Probably be hard.
Come drink all your pop again.
Yeah, come open a can of pop.
There's no Pepsi.
Come piss me off.
Come play your stupid music again.
Because his, he doesn't want to, because the whole gate thing and with traffic and everyone else commuting from Manhattan, like, he would have to get up extremely early to get on post at, you know, the time he needs to be at work at like 5:30 at the crack of dawn for PT, which is at 5:30. And he doesn't.
Katrina's life happened in the background.
And he doesn't want to have to get up at 3 o'clock every morning. And
well, yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense because like what, a 30-minute commute or something.
Oh, it depends on traffic, really. It
could be longer. Really?
Because like I drove out there at like 2 o'clock the other day because I had to do something for work, and it took me 10 minutes to get from my job, which is essentially where I live, like between the same distance.
Yeah.
To Ogden, the town outside of Post, and it took me 10 minutes. Not even. So, like, the drive itself is, like, a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, it isn't very bad.
It's not very bad. But with it being one lane, and everyone that gets off...
Yeah, because there's all that construction, yeah.
And then when everyone gets off work, like, I drove to Junction City one night at, like, 4:35, and... the traffic was moving, but it was backed up all the way to that off ramp at Ogden.
Yeah,
like it was.
When is it supposed to be done? It's got to be soon.
It's got to be soon. Like, have you seen it lately?
No,
because they're
trying
finally
to avoid it like the plague until someone tells me it's done. And then
the
I
traffic really isn't bad as long as like it's really not that bad.
I hate construction though.
I
just hate dealing with it.
But it's also like, I mean, it's been limited since 55, but if there's no one around you, like, you can go faster. Like, most of the people that do when they're by themselves are
Well,
only
my
a few
problem
cars.
Is I don't like to pay attention to twists
and
turns.
Yeah, you got the pedestrians. But,
and then you have to worry about, the cones
turns,
used to be here, but now they're over here, and you're going this direction all of a sudden.
The twists and turns aren't that bad, because there's only, like, the one.
Yeah. They've got to be done. They've got to be
done before
football season
before
starts,
it was
right?
awful, because, like, you couldn't see because there's so many cones. It's like, where is my turn?
I know.
But anyway, it's just... It's not bad. They finally have most of the... They just need to finish that bridge and then connect that road right there. Because after you go the hill right at the bottom around that curve, most of all that's already... The road is done, mostly.
Yeah.
It's just then opening up the cones and moving them.
I would think they'd want to be done by football season.
Yeah.
I can't wait to isolate that.
I know you would.
Yeah.
But it's technically the whole project is not supposed to be done until next fall. And you think about it because winter is supposed to be coming up soon, but they still have till November to work on it. So we'll see. I know. But I think there's also more they want to do besides
I've
just...
lived here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That road has been under construction the entirety of my living here.
Yeah.
I have never... ever driven to Manhattan without there being construction on that road.
My sister's been going here for it'll be 7 years since my sister started, and I've never driven on that road without there being construction.
But see, I've driven on that road several times without construction, and I've only been driving
look at
it
me,
for
I'm Katrina
for
well it's intermittent like it hasn't been that same construction for 7 years but
no but
like,
they've always been doing little things, I guess.
They when I first moved here,
but it's
from the exit on I-70 to Seth Child was under construction the entire way. And then they finally rerouted the roads from the I-70 to the airport, and they got that finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a week where there was no cones at all.
It was so nice.
And I thought, they're done. Like, they're done, and then I finally get to play this. And then this started playing in the background. They're finished with the road!
Nope.
It's the greatest thing in the world!
Nope.
Hallelujah. They weren't finished. They put the cones back up and they started working on something else.
Yep.
And it looks like they're almost done with that. And the road is like perfect. What else can they do?
They just have to pave it.
It's concrete. Leave it. It's
no,
fine.
That's what I mean though. Like, it's all dirt basically, like right by the
bridge.
Paving
doesn't take that long.
All that, no, it doesn't. Like, that's why I said they're already almost done, because they're up to like right around that corner.
So what are they gonna do after that?
They still have to paint the lines. No, what
we
did
don't
they,
need lines.
What they did the other day that really pissed me off was they made the good road going to Junction City, which has been mostly a 2-lane road, you know, right after that airport. It's, you know, 2 lanes, you're good to go. Basically now they're going back and re-tearing, well, I can't say re, they're tearing out the what the little few sections they had connecting the two roads, those like ramps where they like, oh, you're all of a sudden going to turn over here. Like they're digging those pavements between the two out and putting it back to grass, I guess. So they had
Just hurry up and do it.
I know, right?
So I think they really just, I think really all they have to do is just paint the lines and then just twiddle their thumbs and be like, okay, now we're going to be done.
Like, I understand they want to make some more money and the government gave them the money so they have to spend it. I understand this.
But even then, no, because everyone wants the project to be done on time, if not sooner.
I know.
So, I think it's really just the dang bridge. That's really the only issue. I don't.
Do those people need a bridge?
It hasn't been moved
yet. Do those people need a bridge? Who are those people?
Yeah.
They don't need a bridge.
Yeah, they do.
They can drive 5 extra minutes like everyone else.
Yeah.
I want a bridge leading from the highway to straight to my apartment. I don't build that. One for me.
Actually, I do. Take Scenic Drive.
Look at me, I'm Kachina.
If you take Scenic Drive and you just follow it, then it takes you around to my place.
Why don't you give out your social security number, too? People know exactly where you live.
Well, that doesn't take... yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right,
it's
well, anyway.
511.
Anything else you want to talk about with Mark?
1969.
That is not it.
How do you know?
Because 1969 was just a number you thought of in your head at that exact second you said it.
Actually, none of those numbers are accurate. But okay, let's take a break.
You nothing else about Mark?
Not really. Just
okay.
Just there.
Well, we'll get an update next week about the Mark coping. See if it's getting easier. And we'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Cool.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. It's time to wrap up.
Ricka, what?
I don't know what that meant.
Exactly.
Anyway, thanks for listening to us. We'll be back next week. Sunday night, we'll be live, 6 p.m. Central Time at duo.com/live, duoh.com/live. Go there. Watch our tomfoolery. Watch as Kachina can't get the microphone in front of her face because her neck is in the way.
And she's also
and
doing
and watch
work.
How she works on her actual job during the ending of the show, which is fair because she
we don't do anything.
She doesn't need to participate. It's really just me. In fact,
it's, I mean, you do all the opening, you do all the closing.
I'm fairly certain Chris has
even
never said anything in this segment ever before.
Do anything
ever.
In between. That was like,
not.
There's been days like we don't even have time. It's like, okay, bye. I'm like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, we got a little bit of breathing.
I don't have time to
minutes.
Think before, let alone respond in those bunt moments.
That is definitely accurate for most of the show for you.
That's true. Yeah, it's very true.
Anyway, if you're watching us live, please do that next Sunday. Otherwise, you can download the show Tuesdays, duo.com/life. Or you
life.
And that's also where you can see the video. It's on YouTube. It's free and in high definition. Go check that out. Duo.com, duoh.com/life. And that's where you can see the video and download the show. Of course, you can also subscribe to us on iTunes if that's more your speed. If you're doing that, leave a review for us. It really helps. You rate us. And, of course, if you want to participate in the show, we have a fancy email address for you, life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift 2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M.
So fancy.
And you can email us letters, and we read them in the first show of the month.
First show we do of the month.
The first show we participate in of the month, which means September, there will be letters, so just a couple of shows from now. So send in your letters. If you feel like really supporting us, you can buy stuff from our Duo shop. You can buy a Life shirt, you can buy a Life hoodie, you can buy hoodies, shirts, water bottles, stickers, and buttons from every single one of our shows out there. So whether you're a fan of this show or any of the other shows on Duo, go buy merchandise.
And let's say, go buy Life.
And it really helps us out.
Go buy
Of course,
life.
The blog is rarely updated, but it's there if you want some news every once in a while. It's
I'm
posted
not gonna
there.
Be blogging anymore, just so y'all know.
Or the best way really to keep up with us is the blog's used for like really lengthy explanations that we always talk about when there's new posts on Twitter and Facebook, which is where you should connect with us. Twitter.com/duo and Facebook.com/duo, DEWOH. And really the best way to support us if you're not gonna open your wallet is to just simply tell your friends. Go to your Pinterest, go to your Tumblr, go to your Facebook, go to your Twitter, go to your
actual
path.
Real life friends.
Go to your people don't have those anymore. Go to your what else is there? MySpace.
Anyone and everyone you connect with.
Tell them that you're listening to Life right now and send a link. It really helps us out and it really helps promote the show. So if you feel like you should help us out, that's a great way to do it. So we'll be back next week. Kachina, we got a minute left. Yeah, we will.
Next week's Labor Day.
No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Never mind.
No,
okay.
2 weeks.
You're right.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Now you just completely ruined our exit.
We had a minute to waste anyway. I planned it.
Yeah, go back to doing your job.
I'll do that later. That's how I roll.
Okay, so anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Thanks a lot for listening. We'll come back with This Week in Detroit.
It'll be good.
An update on Katrina's life.
Yeah.
And no more stories about my car trouble, because we're not going to have it.
Please, no more stories about car trouble.
Knock on all the wood you can. Almost made a dirty joke.
I was just thinking a dirty joke, and I was like, wait.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys later.
Templeton.
Yeah. It's a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
This is Life.